Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
And a ground ball, there it is, through the right side. Westberg is going to make his way to third base. Holiday has his first big league knock. Got him. Got the breaking ball on Sal Frelick, couldn't pull the trigger, and Baltimore salvages one in the series, a 6-4 victory today in the Comeback Kids.
I saw a first pitch slider, and I was able to take it, and then I knew a heater was coming. Glad to be able to square it up and get a hit.
Made some big pitches, got on some jams, also gifted him a couple runs. So, but overall, just proud of the way now they were able to kind of stick with it and grind through it and get through five. Yeah, that's something I've done. I did a couple times last year as well. Had I made a couple better pickoff throws, we could have got him there, but gave him free base there, and then obviously they had the double steal to kind of steal the run there, and I think that's the fourth inning.
Yeah, feeling good. You know, putting in a lot of work, and really excited to came out on top today. That was a really good team win, and going to have a lot of those during this long season.
It's Colton Kowser, who I'm thinking is going to be a candidate for player of the week in the American League for last week. Now, yesterday counted technically as this week because it is a Sunday. But his brilliant beginning to the season is undeniable. And as we sit here and talk about the struggles of Jackson Holiday, got his first knock, and we heard from him getting it out of the way. Hey, read the fastball, line one in right field. Good for him. Hopefully, first of many more to come for old number seven there. But Colton Kowser is just raking and raking in a big way. But remember last year, Nolan, get in on this. He looked like he had never swung a baseball bat before during his first foray into Major League Baseball. Now he looks like he's playing slow pitch softball at Carroll Park on a Sunday afternoon with a cooler beer sitting at each base. And that's the real prize. Get to third base. There's a beer waiting for you. And he hit his fourth home run. It is, it's four home runs, four games. He had never homered before. Small sample size, exhibited the power for sure down on the farm. But not saying that Jackson Holiday is going to have this next couple of week run that Kowser is, but goes to show Willie Mays was 0 for his first 24 or something. Cal Ripken was 4 for 52 to start his career. It's just kind of the ebbs and flows of it. And a round bat hitting a round ball against the best pitchers in the world is a very difficult thing to do. And, hey, get that hit, get off the schneid. You can see he's still getting his sea legs under him at second base defensively. But, yes, it got to the point where a lot of the same people were like, why isn't he being recalled? Why isn't he here with the team? Wanted him sent back after three games. It's a long season, man. Baseball of all seasons is a literally day-to-day grind. This is all going to happen for him. And look at Colton Kowser, as we said. He looked terrible last year. And now he looks like a guy that you're going to have a hard time getting out for the rest of the season. But that being said, Nolan, Jackson Holiday, first hit, Colton Cowser is exhibit A as to why you let things just play up instead of making these absolute sort of proclamations. He sucks, he's overmatched, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Not just Cowser, Adley, Gunner, even Westberg a little bit, all of them. I mean, that's the way it is. Why? We had a texter last week that said it perfectly. Why would you expect Holiday to be any different? Draft status aside, prospect rankings aside, age, whatever, his father aside, he's not unlike at any other prospect we've seen. They're all going to struggle at some point. I mean, not going to lie to you, it is a little concerning when, you know, you strike out 7 times in 11 at-bats. That kind of makes you look a little outmatched, but we heard Mike Elias talk about it over the weekend. The gap between AAA and the majors is bigger than any other gap between levels in baseball. And there's no way to prepare yourself for it until you get there.
And maybe he gets the rookie treatment strike zone, too.
Oh, yeah.
Little Angel Hernandez.
Yes, he did.
Boy, did that guy have a rough game, not to get too far off topic here, a couple of nights ago against with Texas. But, you know, close pitches aren't going to go his way yet.
The one was outside that he got called third strike.
No doubt. But until Vinny and Nolan and listeners, he gets a little respect in recognizing the strike zone. Like Adley gets close calls because his MO was someone that is the doc, like sweet swinging Kenny Singleton or Rod Carew. Close pitch, they're getting a ball, not a strike. And Adley kind of gets that. But I think Holiday wasn't a big K guy coming up through the ranks. Then again, he was just kind of raking at every level. So he was just mashing. It's not like he had to sit there and grind through at bats down on the farm.
Well, I think that's what played into it. Struck out a lot in the spring, struck out a lot here in his first couple games in the majors. I guess that was the concern. A guy that's never really shown you that throughout his entire baseball career, all of a sudden he's striking out a lot. Yeah, it's a minor concern.
I would say that, you know, I mean, if you're a pitcher and you don't want to be the guy that gives up the first hit and you know who he is, so you want to do your best. He's getting their A game from every pitcher. You know, he just needs to get into the flow when he's just another one of the guys. Or, and then he'll be fine, I think.
If he becomes a stud, then you're part of a trivia question.
Yeah.
Who gave up the first hit for Jackson Holiday?
Right.
So it's not something. Look at Al Downing. I mean, he was taking victory laps celebrating the 50th anniversary of giving up Hank Aaron's 715. Now, you're just trying to get anybody out. Yeah. And if you give up a knock, and at that point in time in the game, it was a big situation. And then Gunner comes up, drives him in after the single, and he goes first to third, showing off the wheels. I think it was more about just trying to get – it could have been Babe Ruth at the plate, and that guy's trying to get him out.
I would say his slide when he went first to third was the most impressive thing that he did all day. I mean, that was an awesome slide where he slid away from the tag and then popped right up. I mean, that was not a normal 20-year-old, I wouldn't think.
Well, I was holding my breath when the throw came in,
right,
for sure.
Yeah. But baseball IQ's through the charts, as you know. It's in his lineage. But gets his first hit. Bottom line is the Orioles win the game aboard the sweep. 96 straight series in which the Orioles have not been swept, which coincides with Adley Rutschman being recalled from the minors a couple of years ago. Not even. It'll be 2 years coming up in May. But Milwaukee, first two games of the series, actually like the 7 games heading into yesterday. Speaking of slow pitch softball, they were a slow pitch softball team. They were putting up crooked numbers against anybody. The batting average with runners in scoring position was over 400. Now they had a 4-for-17 yesterday because that game could have easily been a blowout in favor of the Brewers. But Corbin Burnes going up against his former team, bulldog through it, and you heard him say, you know, I'm just kind of just grinding through, and he relies on that cutter and cutter in a big way. And then the bullpen, outstanding. Cano did give up the home run, and it is what it is because the ball was flying out of Camden Yard, certainly Saturday and Sunday. And then Kimbrel got himself into a little bit of a jam, but strikes out the side, gets Frelick looking, who was a pain in the ass yesterday, to end the game. But the Orioles do salvage one against the Brewers. Now the Twins come to town, start of a 2-game series. If you want to express concerns over the series, Man Bun had two leads, spotted, Then, Vinny, you were there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were a lot of loud noises coming off those Brewers' bats when that
There was a lot of loud cracks, Bob. Let's just say. Yeah, they were making hard contact, to say the least.
And then Friday night, Tyler Wells scuffled again as the Orioles get drubbed. You know, in Milwaukee, the Peralta was outstanding with 11 Ks. I mean, he was doing his job. So the Orioles got manhandled the first two, salvaged the last one. They've still, you know, kind of handled their business for the season so far. They're still in second place, but we're way early. Today's tax day. It's Jackie Robinson Day, most importantly, who made his debut in 1947 at Ebbets Field as the Dodgers took on the Boston Braves. He was 0-for-3 with a run scored. But 1947, don't make me do math. That was a long 77 years ago. But celebrating the Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in a big, big way. So congratulations to you. We get into that and more. NFL draft coming up here in what? Meaning 10 days? Yeah, 10 days.
Week from Thursday.
25th, man. Ravens have the 30th pick. Things, wheels are in motion. And, you know, 10 days away, their board is set, right?
Kind of, sort of. 10 days away? I would say probably not yet. I would think this week, by Friday, Bob, I think the board's set. I would think that they're still working through things this week, going through. They probably have some guys in, but, you know, you can bring, allowed to bring in 30 guys, and I'm sure they're doing that. But, I would think they're probably heavy into meetings this week.
And how are they evaluating positional ranks? And we'll hear more from Eric DaCosta later in the show. But outside linebacker, for instance, not a deep.
No.
Mediocre, I believe, is the word he used.
Well, linebackers in general.
Sure.
Off ball, you know, whatever you want to call them. You know, like pass rushers. And inside linebackers, it's not a deep draft whatsoever. I mean, we heard Eric say, you know, Simpson's better than anybody in this draft. And the Wilson kid from NC State's a really good player, but he's had a big injury history, so maybe he's not even on the Ravens board. Maybe that gave us a little indication to that. But, Bob, I think what they're doing, what I would always do is, like last week, say I did – we did all the defensive guys. And then this week it's offense. You're just starting with each position and you have the coach, you know, the offensive coordinators in there, the head coach, Harbs probably sits in there and your scouts and stuff. And you're watching film and you're putting a Ravens grade on all the receivers. Then you're going to run them. You know, you position a day basically. And it's about a 12, 14 hour grind every day.
Now, offensive line is loaded, and we continue our draft evaluations. Breakdowns of Vinny Serrato coming up here at 10:30, so stay tuned for that. Washington is the school we're looking at today, right?
And, yeah.
This guy projected to be a first-round draft pick. According to Mel's latest mock draft, could be around, as a matter of fact, at pick number 30. Would this be a prudent move for Baltimore in the NBA? The playoff field is set. The regular season has come to an end. We'll get into all of that and more as the show rolls on. NHL, the Caps tonight taking on the Bruins. Two games left in the regular season. Huge win for them against Tampa over the weekend.
That was a huge, huge win.
Season-saving win? We going there?
Yeah, because, Bob, I mean, when you look at the NHL standings right now, they're all tied. You know, I mean, what is it? Four teams are tied with 87 points with two. The only team that doesn't have two left is Philly. They got one game left against the Caps, and they're sitting at 87 points. Detroit's at 87. Caps are at 87. Pittsburgh's at 86. So you can't afford a loss. If you do lose, it better be an overtime where you get a point at least.
Scottie Scheffler wins his second Masters in 3 years over the weekend as he dominates on a Sunday. We'll get into that and more coming up at 11 o'clock. Let's see. Andy Koska, Baltimore Banner, talk about the Orioles, the weekend that was, the week that will be, starting with the Twins tonight. Whip around on M15, Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com. Preview the draft with him as the Ravens have holes to fill, 9 picks to do so, but not those high-level picks that everyone would love to have. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. It's a Monday. How was your weekend? We're talking about it here on 105.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. New to the show. No musical themes. That starts tomorrow. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. The Orioles have not been swept in 96 straight series as they salvage the finale against the Brewers, who had been bashing away. Looked like when Contreras led off second pitch of the game. You think his home run, Nolan, get in here. Think the home run trot was a little modern day E. I know we're in this, like, I'm old school, Vinny. You flip a bat, you're getting a fastball upside the dome. Bob Gibson, Don Drysdale ain't playing that. I mean, they're playing baseball in the sky, so if you try it. But I thought it's all right, little, we got it. A little over the top, did a little Fred Astaire at the third base bag. Then after he slaps five with the third base coach, made sure everybody saw him. I mean, we got it.
A little friendly competition with former pitcher you worked with so much, saying, hey, I got you there.
So you're cool with it, is what you're saying.
All right. Lead off the game, yeah.
What
go
about
for
you?
It.
I didn't really. Bob, what was the tussle about on with McCann and them?
Neither player elaborated. It was Adames.
Right.
Friday night.
Yeah.
And neither. It seemed as though McCann may have had a. With neither one is explaining exactly what happened, by the way. That he may have said something to them about, like, showing up pitchers and all of this, that, and the other, and things started to escalate. And then Contreras, which got me agitated and ready to drive down to Camden Yard and start representing my hometown. Contreras comes out, like, looking for someone to maybe engage with. It's a baseball fight.
Right.
And it's these two at the mound. I mean, now the relief pitchers have to kind of, sort of
jog in.
Yeah, like the old Bugs Bunny cartoon where they got ether. I'm going to get you, pitcher. And then they all just dispersed. It was stupid. But I guess McCann may have said something to him. And, well, how about, not to digress too much, the Dodgers and the Padres over the weekend, where Profar's at the plate. Now, do you know what I'm talking about here?
I did not see that.
Yeah, Profar, the dude from the Dodgers, Nolan's throwing a perfect game. So he buzzes Profar. So it led to a bench clearing melee. And after the game, Will Smith, catcher for LA, right, is like, we're winning. It's the fifth inning. He's throwing a perfect game. Why are we throwing at this guy? And then he called him irrelevant. And then Profar had a couple of knocks last night that helped him win the game. But it's part of it. You get buzzed. They slide hard. It's an aggression thingy there. I mean, just lighten the bleep up, man. It's
guys April. Are chippy this year. You had the McNeil and Hoskins.
Sure. Incident. Hard slide at second base.
Right. Guys are itching to fight.
Yeah. And then, what was it? Hoskins gave him the wah. Mm-hmm. Call the wambulance and get into all of that nonsense. But Milwaukee clobbers them. But Contreras let off. Had me running hot a little bit. But it is what it is. Not that they asked for my opinion. The Orioles do on such matters. But to salvage, Kimbrel, he walked that tight line. Mm-hmm. But he did strike out the side. And Frelick, as we said, it was annoying yesterday and throughout the series. He took that call third strike. So you get out of Dodge with a win. His third save of the year. Cano gets the win, even though he gave up the go-ahead home run. But either way, Brewers, they're an interesting team. Now, D.L. Hall, and we talked about it on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Ryan Ripken brought it up. Who knows D.L. Hall personally? The velo's down.
Yeah.
And we talked about it Friday as we did the preview of the game. And D.L. Hall himself admitted after the game, said, my fastball's not where it needs to be right now. And you can maybe make the pitches he's trying to make when you're throwing 98. When you're throwing 93, they become souvenirs. And that's what we saw on Saturday afternoon. He did bulldog into the fifth inning, which saved the bullpen for the Brewers a little bit. But they were mashing. It's a division that really doesn't have a team yet. The Reds are young talent at the yin-yang. They got some injuries, though, to their pitching staff, which could eventually get them. And then the Pirates are off to a good start to the season. But I don't expect Milwaukee to average 7 runs a game throughout the duration of the season. But they've got to. And Yelich didn't even play in the last 2 games because he left early Friday tweaking his back. I think the NL Central is going to be something to watch here.
Who was the favorite going in, Bob?
Believe it was
Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubbies, kind of, sort of, but there wasn't real team to watch. I mean, the Cardinals, you can never discount, even though they had a crap year last year. But that division, I mean, the Brewers won it last year.
Yeah, they got four teams in the division over 500. So, I mean, they're playing halfway decent baseball.
But if they can keep knocking the way they're knocking,
oh man,
we'll see what they choose to do in regards to bolstering that pitching staff and maybe more importantly, that bullpen. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. Orioles do win 6-4. You want to get in and talk about that? Let's do it. Let's go to Edgewater. It's Bob. Bob, what's happening?
Hey, Bob. Hey, Vinny.
Hi.
Hey, Bob, real quick, I was going to talk about the umpires, but just real quick, you know, the NL Central had the O's number last year, and they seem to have it this year, except I think we took the Pittsburgh series from them last year, 2-3. That's just an interesting stat I was thinking about, you know, from last year. Everybody beat up on us in NL Central. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get revenge in the World Series, if you know what I'm talking about.
There you go. Bob, here's my question. When is Major League Baseball going to institute this automatic ball strike technology? Because here's why I'm asking. You know, they hurried the game up. They want to shorten the length, you know, 20 seconds between pitches. What is it, a minute 30 between innings, blah, blah, blah. And yet this series and even the one in Fenway, you know, I know these guys are human, except for Angel Hernandez. You know, you have all of these betting organizations, you know, public betting, it's legal in every state. Every pitch counts. The strikes that were called throughout the series on the outside or inside corners, whichever batter was up, were atrocious. Even Jackson Holliday, when he struck out looking, that ball was like 5 inches, 6 inches off the plate. Mm-hmm. So question here, another question. Can't they give these guys between innings real-time feedback? Like, can't New York get in their ear and say, hey, you missed 3 outside pitches, tighten it up a little bit?
But,
or, you know.
Hey, Bob, I hear what you're saying about it. Yeah, I got you. I think the umpire, the robot guy.
Yeah.
That's inevitable because it's already happening down on the farm, and it's been in tennis forever.
Yes.
With what, 100% ish kind of success.
Tennis,
rate.
It's awesome. Yeah.
But, and by the way, it's not like a robot like the dude from Lost in Space. Right. Danger, danger, ball three. It's going to be like, hey, it either hits the corner or it doesn't. The interesting one would be when they eventually get to that venue. Like
the strike zone.
Yeah, the letters to the knees, which it used to be. Now it's kind of this box that you see, which is the unofficial strike zone. Like in football, you see the line where you got to get to the first down. That's not the official line, but kind of sort of is, if we know what we're saying. If you tell them during the game they're sucking, is that motivating them to not suck?
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
If anything, it's probably pissing them off a little bit.
Evaluate me after the game. Yeah. You know, but Bob, the only complaint that I would say is every ump's different. There's no consistency in the strike zone.
Correct.
That's
strike's
the problem.
A strike.
Right.
And it's like football, using that term again. Pass interference is the interpretation of the officials in real time. But Angel Hernandez.
Oh, those weren't even close.
I mean, that guy, and we'll go to a break, get a phone call. We got Draft Profile coming up as well. And then Annie Koska from the Baltimore Banner. If you want to get in, you can, 410-583-1057. It's almost like he's sucking on purpose now. Because he's sued the league, lost. Yeah. And I think he's retiring at the end of the season. It's like he's in a union, so it's going to be hard to dismiss him. But I'm not saying that he is, not saying that he isn't, but you're regressing performance-wise, and Angel Hernandez is widely considered to be the worst umpire maybe in the history of baseball.
If I was on his crew, I'd be like, you're making us look bad too.
Yeah, he gets behind the plate. Now, so I think it was the Rangers announcers were like, better swing early because it looks like Angel's got dinner reservations after the game. It's Vinny and Harry, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phone, hang tight. But we got a draft profile coming up next. We're talking offensive tackle. Ravens, could we use one of them? Could they use this guy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
I mean, our job up front was give him as much time. If we give him much time, we have belief in anything. Anything can happen. As long as we have nine back there, we keep him clean. He'll put in the right place.
That's Roger Rosengarten, offensive tackle out of the University of Washington. Talking about protecting Michael Penix. who was one of the best players in college football in 2023. And why are we talking about Roger Rosengarten? Because it's the draft profile. Bob Hedy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Ravens could use an offensive tackle. They have the 30th pick in the upcoming draft, which is 10 days from today, the first round anyway. Is he worthy of that status, Vinny? Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Roger, 6'5", 308, 492. Jersey number 73, right tackle only. 33.5 arms, 9 5/8 hand. 30-inch vertical, 9.5 broad jump, 4.6 short shuttle. Now, he was a four-star recruit out of Colorado, and he played at his high school. He played D-line, he played basketball, and he played baseball. He's got 28 career starts at right tackle for Washington that won the Joe Moore Award this past year, which was the best O-line in the country. So we had talked – the left tackle's going in the top 15. So they had a hell of an offensive line. All right, Roger's strengths. Size, tough. He looks to finish. He's got a quick pass set. He's got a good punch, good pass set, good hand placement. Gets a two-arm lockout, slides his feet easily and pass. Smart, picks up stunts and twists well. He can pull and turn up, runs well, which 4.92 is pretty damn good for over a 300-pounder. He hustles downfield. He can work up to the second level, shows strength in the run game. He likes to toss guys is what he likes to do. Lower body strength to stack at the point. Has good upper strength and strong punch. Weakness. Plays high. Must bend knees more and pass. He can get driven on the bull rush when too high. Short arms hurt some in pass. Will bend at the waist and lose man on the outside. Gives ground in pass. Average base and balance when he's high. Michigan. Washington gave him help in the Michigan game. He's not a road grader in the run. Saw some problems in recovery and pass. Against Michigan, I was talking to Mel this morning. Michigan was by, and I watched the Michigan game. He was horrible. And that was his worst game of the season, the Michigan game, because they wore him out in that game. And he was not good in that game. Now, in summary, this kid's a smart, tough guy that he has some improving he needs to do. He with his lower body strength and anchor. Not a great knee bender. He has good punch and feet. He has shorter arms, which hurt some in the pass, but he has good punch and pass. In the NFL, he's going to need a lot of work playing lower, and otherwise he's going to be in the quarterback's lap, which against Michigan, he was bad in that Michigan. He just plays too high. You know, and Mel asked me this morning, can a guy who doesn't bend his knees, can he learn to bend his knees? So I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Either you're a knee bender or you're not, because a lot of it is, you know, you got stiffness in your hips. So can he play like that? Yeah, but he needs to do everything perfectly. But if he's playing high like that and you're not strong in the lower body, you're relying a lot on your lower body strength, which he doesn't have enough of right now, which in that Michigan game, he was walking back a lot. And then he'd lunge, and he'd get beat to the outside. You know, in some of the other games, he was all right. But in some of these games, too, you know, it was the same. So at 30, I would not take him at 30. Ooh. I would not take him at 30. It would just – because if I'm taking a guy at 30, Bob, I'm plugging and playing him. And I'd probably, you know, I'd be nervous. I'd have to give him – now, if Myles Garrett was out there or what – No. That would not be pretty.
Now, today, ESPN.com, and Vinny mentioned Mel Kiper Jr. out of Baltimore, Maryland. Calvert Hall, what's up? He and Field Yates did the dueling mock drafts. Yep. They're coming at you like Sugar Ray Leonard flurries the next couple of weeks here, next 10 days. At 35, Mel has Rosengarten to the Arizona Cardinals. After his two-round mock draft last week had him going, what, 31 to San Francisco.
But I think this, you know, with a guy like that, you know, if he gets stronger and then he's got to be coached up a little bit more, but he can be acceptable at the right tackle. because he can run and do those things. He's not a knock you off the ball run guy. He'll like turn and wants to steer you. But pass protection has got to be the key. He needs to live in that weight room squatting and stuff to get the thighs and ass on him where he can put his foot in the ground and anchor. Right now, you know, against, I'm guessing Michigan was probably saw the best competition. But Pac-12, UCLA, Lutu, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. that's a top pass rusher too. So, but against Michigan, it was difficult. And there's going to be, in the NFL, a lot more guys much better than the guys at Michigan.
Yeah, Roger Rosengarten. So Vinny's saying at 30, no, second round, if he's that far back, which he probably won't be.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem. In the second round, I think it'd be good value.
By the way, Field Yates dueling with Mel.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid McKinstry, who Mel had the Ravens taken. So you ready for some Kool-Aid maybe at pick number 30?
Alabama corner, Bob. That fits right in.
Vinny at 81.057, the Fan. Orioles salvage the finale against the Brewers 6-4. Coming from behind again to do so. If you want to get in and talk about it, Jackson Holliday picked up his first hit as a major leaguer. Clean hit to right field, then exhibited those wheels as he got from first to third after Gunnar Henderson got his knock there. So the Orioles win 6-4. Corbin Burns bulldogging him through five, and then the bullpen doing their thing. Craig Kimbrell picks up his third save. Twins come to town, Minnesota. Right now, off to a slow start, 6-8 on the year, but they are 5-4 on the road, and I don't know if you realize the game tonight's in Baltimore.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
More.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney, post up in the bleachers.
You're all guarded! All of you!
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. No musical theme, we're just going with the flow, man. You want to hear a song? The Hope Nolan's vibing with you. By the way, my psychic was way off Friday.
Yeah.
Bethel
home run.
About Holiday getting a home run. Way off. Maybe it was the wind or the disconnection. Too much Jaeger, too much. Well, she drinks Jaeger and Goldschlager. I mean, it might as well just, you know, what are you going to do? There's no functioning reality there. Because either one of them will put you in a fantasy land, which she lives in. And if you believe in psychics, by the way, you're living in fantasy land. But that's another topic for another day. But Jackson Holliday finally got his first knock. Orioles are taking on the Twins tonight. Start of a three-game set. 6:35 first pitch. Oriole Park in Camden Yards. Me, Jim Hunter, and I believe Joe LaCroix, right? Nolan, you're off tonight?
I'll be with you tomorrow.
No BBT duty, but me, Joe, and Jim down at Pickles Pub. It's supposed to be 80 degrees today.
Yeah, it's
right? Come
to be
on.
Nice.
Come on down. Let's rock and roll there. Cole Irvin looking for his first win against hard-throwing Louis Varland. And we'll talk about the Twins later in the show, 1:30 to be exact, with Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. The paper, I guess, you read when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Twins coming in, you know, Rockabull Deli, and, you know, they had a lot of issues with their pitching in the offseason, defection-wise, and Correa's hurt, Buxton kind of, Royce Lewis gets hurt. I mean, if they could just stay healthy for like 2 months, they probably build like a 10-game lead in their division, but that's a them thing. But BBT brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts coming up tonight at 5:30. Let's see. Andy Koska, Baltimore Banner, talk some Orioles with him, 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15. Playoff matchup set in the NBA, NHL, down to the final, literally two games left for the Capitals. We'll get into what everyone's claim. There's one open spot left in the East
for four.
And the Caps control their own destiny, kind of sort of thing, right?
If they...
they went out, they're in.
Yeah.
I mean, the Islanders haven't even... well,
Islanders are pretty much...
yeah, they're
in. They're in.
So it's six teams have clinched, but...
yeah.
Islanders would really have to gack. Ty Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com, talk Ravens draft, which is down 10 days away for them and everybody else. The offseason acquisitions versus the defections. How many players have they lost? 15? Something crazy like that?
Yeah.
On paper, are they as strong or are they weaker than they were when they lost to Kansas City on January 28th? I'm guessing lesser, but not by much.
Yeah, you'd have to say for right now, I mean, where we're at today, yeah, they're lesser because, you know, they lost Patrick Queen, who's a real good, but they Clowney, who's a real good player. So before, Bob, I would say, I mean, the way Clowney played and the way Queen played, that's two more blue players that you lost.
Right.
And you haven't really, you know, filled those in yet. So, yeah, so I would say right now they're not as good. The only thing that may make them, you know, Marcus Williams is healthy now, you know, so that helps. But, yeah, they're, as we sit on April the 15th, they're not as good as they were last year. But, as Eric always says, they don't play till September.
We don't even know when they're first. Well, we kind of do now that the Philly, who are they playing in Brazil?
Shoot.
Come on,
was it
Nolan.
Green Bay?
So the pack, yeah,
Green
pack.
Bay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Playoff teams. So that's, yeah, they'll be playing. Is it going to be Thursday night against Kansas City? Is it going to be on a Monday night? Will it be football night in America? I think all options are open for the Ravens starting week one with a high-level opponent with the reigning MVP again.
No doubt.
To get things rolling here. All right, let's get out to the phones. Tony Rosedale. Tony, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing on this Jackie Robinson Day?
Oh, yeah. What's happening, man?
Hey, I just want to touch on that and then the Orioles real quick. You know, Jackie Robinson paved the way not only for African-Americans. I think a lot of other, you know, minority groups, you know, Latino players, and you see the ones from Asia or whatever. So it's just a good day all the way around. I was always curious. You know, we've all seen a declining number of African Americans in baseball, but it seems like, you know, we really used to love this sport because Jackie Robinson stands out up and above like the first African American football player, the first African American basketball player. It's Jackie Robinson, you know, baseball. That's widely known over those, you know, other. Just kind of curious as to why you guys think that's so.
Well, he kind of integrated sports in general. I mean, there were African-American boxers of great repute because boxing, as you know, Tony, used to be, and baseball and boxing and horse racing were the three biggest sports in this country for many, many years. But why the African-American kids don't play baseball anymore? I'll say this, at 59 years old, I drive around Anne Arundel County, and the only time I see kids playing baseball is in an organized game.
Yep.
We used to scrape up six dudes and go make things up and go play in parks, baseball games there. So I don't even see kids playing catch anymore. You know what I mean? So I don't know. And look, Mike Bordick will tell you because, you know, his son does the traveling. Vinny, you do it from a hockey perspective. It ain't cheap.
No.
I mean, but just, Tony, just getting friends together to play some ball. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the video game mentality.
Well, yeah, I think
you do a box on an abandoned building as a strike zone. You remember those things?
Oh, sure. We used to play curb. We used to bounce rubber balls off the curb on Ann Street.
Run down in the alley. You play what if you catch 100 points, 75, 50, one bounce, two bounce?
Yeah, we'd make up wiffle ball games.
Oh, we used to play a lot of wiffle ball. Yeah. We'd paint the side. We'd paint the stripes and everything. So you had the auto. You know, the boundaries and stuff. I think it's video games and stuff.
I kind of agree with that. I don't, it's to thing. That. You still see people playing hoops, especially in the summertime, because you just grab a ball right. and you can go get in the game. Right. But, you know, football, I don't see we do pick yeah. up. I got hit by a car playing football in the middle of Ann Street when I was 12 years old.
Yeah,
I think it's video games. Blame modern technology.
Okay, on the this Oreos, this series this weekend. Bob, I'm taking it back out of time.
Okay.
These first two games. I thought I was watching Robin Young, Cecil Cooper, Ben Ogilvy, and Gorman Thomas out there on the field. Yeah. Harvey's wall banging.
That guy Perkins did look like Ben Ogilvy yesterday against the Orioles.
I'm saying to myself, what is going on? 11 runs, you know, back-to-back games. With that being said, is there any level of concern? I know it's early, but people, you know, when the bats were cold, were complaining. Is there any level of concern with the pitching going forward, particularly as someone like Wells or whatever, who may be in a rotation longer than we thought? Is there any level of concern with the starting pitching right now?
I would have to think there's a level of good. Thanks, Tony, for the call. Sure. I mean, Cole Irvin's earned run average right now through two starts. It's over eight. Now he'll get to redeem himself tonight against the Minnesota Twins. But if you look around baseball, there are a lot of teams struggling with pitching, starting pitching, and Spencer Strider now done for the year in Atlanta. Bieber in Cleveland with the Guardians. Injury, Blake Snell got rocked yesterday by Tampa, his former team. I think there's a concern with pitching throughout Major League Baseball right now. Things will start to settle in sooner or later, but for a team like the Orioles that's expected to contend, absolutely. You got Cade Povich waiting in the wings down on the farm, and I think that's going to be reality at some point here in 2024. But what the Orioles have, and Mike Elias, I know, met with the media, I think it was on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah. And look, they've got the wherewithal prospect-wise to bust a move, and they're buying big time now, and if they're in it to win it, and there's a pitcher that's available from a team that's out of contention, and we know that Mike Elias likes more controllable dudes, especially since Corbin Burns is a free agent after the season, don't be surprised if the Orioles pull that deal off, because I'll say it again, I'm skeptical that Kyle Bradish will pitch for the Orioles,
right,
and if he does, it's going to be fingers crossed every time he throws a pitch.
Well, Bob, one of the things that he was talking about was the concern on baseball about big time pitchers getting hurt. So if there's that much talk and stuff, something's going to happen. You know, just like in the NFL, rules change and stuff. You know, with quarterbacks. Now,
but what rule do you change?
I don't know.
The pitch clock, because that's what the Players Association
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk Orioles with Andy Koska from the Baltimore Banner. When we come back from the break, whip around 11:15, and we'll talk Ravens. Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com, NFL Draft 10 days from today. We kind of have a clear idea what the Ravens are going to do, maybe, at pick 30. But we know running back and wide receiver are going to be part of the equation. But when?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.